Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here today in the studio, albeit we are recording this for a later broadcast. I've got some travel coming up here to the East Coast. If you want to keep track of where I'm traveling and you want to meet up, go ahead and hop on over to the site, killerinnovations.com, and usually my schedule is posted there. In this case, this trip's a little bit last minute. But it's great to be back here in the studio, putting together what I hope is great content that you find enjoyable. As many of you know, we are now in our 13th season, about maybe a little over a quarter of the way through season 13. So the podcast comes out on Tuesday. The live radio broadcast is on Sunday. At any time, you can always go back and check out the archive. Yes, you can go back to 2005 and find show number one. I'm not sure I would recommend you go watch that or listen to that show, given that it was recorded in a bathroom at a Marriott resort in the lovely Arizona. Today's show is a little bit different. In this case, today's show, we're taking a look at thought of innovation and creativity and really the whole role around the process of aging and aging in place. And what does that mean for all of us? Now, I spent 25 years of my career, both as the CTO at HP and my career prior to that, my current job, is my role is to predict the future. What does the world look like 10, 20, 50 years from now? Now, you can go back and find all of my YouTube videos for all the my predictions I've made over the years, etc. Now, the one prediction I can make that I know I will be 100% accurate on, and that is we are all getting older. So this is one that I'm sure is going to be an interesting conversation for all of us. So I'd like to bring in today's guest, Wendy Burkhardt. Wendy is the co-founder and CEO of Silvernest and spends her primary focus is thinking about this concept of modern-day aging. So, Wendy, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule and joining us here in the studio today.
Thanks, Phil. I'm excited to be here and to join the program.
So, Wendy, give us a little bit of background. This, how did you get into this? What led up to Silvernest?
Well, it wasn't the most obvious path, right?
It never is.
I like to say I was sort of recovering from a career in tech, and then this, and kind of stumbled into this, and was trying to figure out what to do in the next chapter of my life, and. You know, I think as with most things, it really came out of personal experience, and that's really what offered the opportunity. So I had a career, as I mentioned, in tech. I spent my early career in telecom with Sprint and then went on to work with Motorola in the mid-90s, back when we were working on wireless data pre-internet, which you know seems really crazy to think about, and went on to spend my time with the dot-com, you know, madness. I went and spent some time with mp3.com and, you know, really spent about 20, 25 years really solidly working in what I consider to be emerging tech. And I took a few sideways turns and got out of tech for a minute and always called me back because I love the pace and the energy of technology and you know, what you could really accomplish with tech. And I was, you know, I've been an entrepreneur multiple times, and I think that just kind of got in my DNA. I realized in the kind of second half of my career that I was probably better served doing my own thing and not really following the rules necessarily. And so I ventured out, as you would say, into the land of startup. And after I had a startup from 2009 to 2012 that was focused on consumer financial data, and we designed a large platform that could aggregate consumer data. And I'm fascinated by consumer data and what you can do with consumer data and how the marriage of that with technology, you know, actually can evolve into some pretty fabulous innovation. So after that last startup, I will just admit that I was a little bit burnt out and took some downtime. And really, I think, you know, as you study the next chapter of your life, I, you know, put a lot of time into thinking like, what's, you know, what's the legacy? What do I really want to do? It started to become obvious to me that I had a chance to work on some really exciting things in my career, but what really motivated me was being able to work on something that I felt like could change people's lives pretty dramatically. And ironically, and not planned, I had a friend who's also here in Denver who had worked in the aging space. He's a boomer who'd been in commercial real estate for many years and was actually developing aging housing solutions. So they were developing really unique concepts where they would go into existing communities and actually design homes in those communities that would allow folks that were aging in that community to actually still be in the community in more of a home-like setting, which I think is a really fabulous idea for many, many reasons. And at the same time, I lost my father very suddenly, and my family, my parents live across the country outside of Atlanta. And for the first time ever in my mother's life, she was living alone. And as her adult child, I was concerned about, you know, the impact of that for her. And she took on a roommate who was a really good friend of hers who actually helped her through that transition. And so that personal experience and, you know, my friend, Chuck McKinney is his name, his experience in real estate actually suggested that we explore the idea of how in the heck, you know, can you, how can we help people be able to stay in their home longer? And there has to be a way to use technology to enable that. So we started to study it, and it was funny. He actually came to me and said, I had this great name, and I've been thinking about this a little bit, and, you know, Silver Nest, and what do you think? And so I kind of stepped into it thinking I would consult. So, you know, you were sharing with me about your career, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm still going to take some more time off. I'm not ready to do anything else. I was mentoring and, you know, working with a lot of young entrepreneurs, and it was my husband, you know, Chuck came back to me and said, hey, I think we should partner up on this. Like, why don't you come in? I thought I was going to do a part-time thing. And he said, let's do this 50-50. And I'm like, I don't think so. And my husband was the one who said, hey, this is kind of the perfect combination of what you've been talking about, right? Like, there's this massive problem. You have, you know, the experience to build something that can help solve the problem. And I think this is the right time. So I kind of got kicked into it, and not anything I expected. And, you know, I'll give you kind of a funny side note to that. About 8 years prior, I was working for a consultancy. My focus in that consulting practice was actually on bringing technology companies into the practice that we could work with for business strategy. One of the key partners was leaving, who I had a great relationship with. And at the time, they had just landed this account called Home Instead. Well, Home Instead is now the world's largest in-home aging care company. They're a $1.3 billion organization. And I think at the time, they were about $350 million. And because he was leaving, I kind of got tapped to take on that account. And again, I went in kicking and screaming because I'm like, what do I know about this space? You know, I'm not the tech girl. What are you doing? I said, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. Because fast forward, here we were, you know, here I am 8 years later, working in the aging space and using all of that great knowledge that I had the opportunity to learn in that year, which was, you know, way out of my box, to, you know, bring it into this next chapter. So yeah, you never know where the path is going to take you.
Well, you can definitely, you know, that's the funny advice I always give to, you know, when I'm coaching or mentoring, particularly, you know, college interns, because they've got this clear vision of exactly how their career is going to work out. And I'm like, good luck with that one.
Right. Right.
I started off as an architecture major.
Oh. Well, see, there you go. Exactly.
At least I was smart to figure out while I was still in college that you don't make money as an architect. You know, so I switched to computer graphics. You can make money in computer graphics.
I think you made a good choice.
You know, but yeah, you know, our careers, you know, take completely these random paths, right? Look, you know, 2011, when I retired from HP, I thought I was retiring. And as you and I were talking before we started the show, you know, my wife says, don't use the R word. Doesn't work anymore. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with Wendy, talking about Silvernest, about aging in place, the challenges, the role of technology, the role of innovation. And look, this is a personal show. Either you're experiencing it yourself, someone in your family's experiencing, a friend is experiencing. This is a challenge that all innovators can rally around to help those that are aging have that fulfilling life. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into the segment, I want to do a thank you for one of our sponsors, Zoom. Zoom has been sponsoring the show literally since we started in July of 15 with the radio show. It's how we bring the guests in, such as today's show, and allow the guests to participate in this conversation around innovation, creativity, and design. So as a result, I want to just do this thank you out to Zoom for all the great support they've given us. If you haven't tried it, try Zoom. It's got the by far the best video, the best audio, the best sharing. I've used it from Africa. I've used it from Japan. I've used it from Australia. It's the way I work with my team in my day job who are globally located. So check it out. Zoom has provided us with a free account. So hop on over to killinnovations.com/Zoom. You can get your free account. It allows you to do video collaboration with up to 50 people. So check it out. Hop on over to killinnovations.com/Zoom and get your free account. So, Wendy, let's pick up our conversation where we left off. So you kind of had this roundabout process of now all of a sudden now becoming one of the co-founders at Silvernest. So give us a little background on Silvernest. What is it and what do you do?
Well, so Silvernest is an online home sharing platform designed to specifically help people over 50 find the perfect compatible roommate for long-term home sharing in their later years. So it's really designed to be an aging-in-place solution that helps somebody take advantage of the extra space in their home and actually rent out a room to make extra money or to combat social isolation and aging.
Now, in this case, does the roommate have any other obligations other than just being purely a roommate? Does this also kind of reach into kind of a, you know, assistance in the home, those kinds of services?
Well, it's really up to what the two parties decide. So we let them actually make that call. So we accommodated for in the, when the homeowner has created a listing, they can indicate in that listing that they are willing to consider exchange of services to help around the house. So if they want to have lawn services provided or assistance in the home or someone taking them out to, you know, perhaps buy groceries, they can indicate that and then actually include that as part of their rental agreement. So it's really up to them. We let them make that decision.
It's amazing because, you know, as you and I were talking before, you know, I went through this with my parents. Both of my parents had severe health issues and they ended up both moving in with my wife and I when we were living in Virginia. And my wife, fortunately being a nurse, stopped her nursing career to take over my parents' medical care. But we went through a process of actually hiring people to kind of trade off rent and those kinds of things to have people provide help services. Mm-hmm. And it's, but this is back 1995.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was like impossible. It was a nightmare.
Well, I think, you know, it's challenging. You know, we actually are going through it in our own family right now with my mother-in-law. And we've managed to be able to keep her in her own home, even with early dementia. But I have to tell you that even with, she has five children, my husband being one of them, actually being able to keep her in that home and provide all that she needs as she's aging, it really becomes tough. It becomes challenging. Now, she's 86, and I think that, you know, we often say that after you, you know, get past 80, 85, your housing decision is really impacted largely by your health condition and sort of what your physical needs are at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, we really focus, we're excited to focus on the segment that's really between about 50 and 75, because we see that being the largest growing need for individuals. You know, there's some interesting statistics. I think one out of four divorces actually occur over the age of 50. Kind of say, you know, the kids go off to school and there's people part their ways. 7 out of 10 women over 65 end up living alone, oftentimes because of the death of a spouse. So there's a lot of change that occurs in our life between 50 and 75 that most people aren't really thinking of, but it makes it incredibly challenging for people to be able to stay in their house as they would choose to do.
Yeah, I mean, the statistic is interesting when you talk about, you know, the transition. I mean, you know, look, I'm a mid-50s guy, three adult children, five grandkids. Yes, I know I look pretty good for being a grandfather of five, you know.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I'll tell you, my grandkids are definitely keeping me young. You know, my wife and I are actually going through this, right? We've got our ranch here in Colorado, but we're actually looking to downsize the house to kind of get into that final housing situation, you know, plan ahead, not knowing what 60, 65, 70, 75, and having gone through it with her grandparents, my grandmother, my parents, and, you know, people, my grandmother died at 96 here in the last couple of years, but she lived in the same house for over 70 years. 70 years in the exact same house, which was totally not set up for her at 96, you know?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we've, the way that we've aged, a couple things. First of all, we're living longer than we ever have historically, right? And simultaneously, what happened in the last 30 or 40 years is that we didn't quite know what to do with that. So as people started to age longer and longer and they needed to readdress their housing situation, you know, we saw the evolution of things like aging communities and assisted living facilities. And I think for those, you know, I'm 51. I just lost my grandparents a few years ago. What we know for sure is that most people, that's not the choice that they want to make, right? Much like your grandmother, they want to be able to stay in that house.
Exactly. And it's, you know, the one thing that my parents wish they could have stayed in their house in Chicago. My grandmother fought tooth and nail, even though we worked to try to get her into a better housing situation. But she lived in the house at that point 65 years and just wasn't willing to make that change. She's like, I'm not changing. I'm not moving. I'll figure out how to make this work. And when you can, rather than taking somebody out of the house, that you can bring somebody else into the house to make that a better, more livable situation, I think it's just a much better alternative. Plus, you know, the challenges of savings and being able to stay in your house from an expense perspective also becomes an issue. So we're going to step out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Wendy. We're talking about innovations and technologies and the role in working with those. In the gray wave and aging in place and being able to live out long, fulfilling lives in the people that are getting older, and we're all getting older. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we get started in this segment, I want to reach out and just do a shout-out thank you to HP. HP has recently come on as a sponsor for the show. Now, I know some of you, you're saying, hold on, Phil, you're biased. You used to be the CTO at HP. That is true. I was for up until I retired from HP in 2011, which is actually an appropriate topic for today's show about retirement and the fact that you don't ever really retire, I don't think, anymore these days. But HP has been a supporter of my work, my charity work, and in fact, many of you are supporters of Hacking Autism. In our program for neurodiversity hiring, HP actually was a supporter of Hacking Autism. I started that when I was at HP with funding from HP, and they've continued to be a great supporter. So I just want to reach out and do a big thank you to HP for their support. Check out what they're working on, some of the new products, new technologies. We're actually doing a big refresher in the studio with some of the latest HP, the HP Slice, HP Z2 workstation, now running all of the streaming that we do here in the show. So check it out. You can get the latest on what we're doing with HP with regards to technologies over at killerinnovations.com/HP. killerinnovations.com/HP. And we're showing off some of the technologies that we are actually integrating that allows us to do this show each and every week. So thanks a lot, HP. Appreciate that support. Go check them out. And if you do something with HP, if you buy products from them or whatever, let them know where you heard about it. Give us a little plug with them. That's always helpful. So, Wendy, let's pick up our conversation talking about the aging in place and that role. And, you know, look, as I was saying before we went to the break, I wish I had Silver Nest back in 1995 with my parents. But what are some of the other roles of innovations and technologies that those that are in that getting into that 55, 65, 75 age bracket that they're finding most useful with regards to their desire to age in place?
Well, I think, you know, we were talking about it pre-show, but I think technology is just rapidly changing aging, and there is so much exciting innovation occurring right now. You know, when we look, for example, at the smart home and the technology that can be built into the home, both for, you know, modern monitoring and smart sensors, you know, that's down to the individual physical level, but also in the home, for example, if someone has dementia, the ability to control the appliances, right, to control the temperatures, things that are critical for safety and security. Health certainly is, you know, just exploding right now with all of the devices, the innovations that are occurring for, you know, just again, monitoring and remote access to healthcare, having the ability for families to actually participate. And then I think, you know, the other things that are really fun to think about are things like, you know, the emergence of things like Uber, right? So, yeah. I know when we had to take away my mother-in-law's car, that was her biggest pain point, was she was no longer mobile. She no longer had the ability to get out and go. And when you look at things like you know, just Uber as it exists today, but the world of the self-driving car, you know, that really starts to change the landscape. In-home meal deliveries that are occurring through, you know, online interaction, grocery deliveries through services like Amazon Prime right now, those are all just, those exist right now today. And then you fast forward and you look at some of the robotics that are being employed, really when you look in some of the advancements that they're making in places like Japan, mm-hmm. it's really fascinating. You know, Japan has an interesting, they are ahead of us on the aging curve, and it's been a huge problem.
Well, it's also a challenge for them because of the population, right? Because they only have a population rate of about 1.4. It's lowest it's ever been. You need a population of 2.2 just to replace your population. And
right.
Japan's trying to address it by immigration. My wife and I were just there for 2 weeks here in the last month, and it is a big challenge for them.
And they're
making a significant attempt at driving technologies like life-size robots, true what I would call Android-like robots, to help people get up out of the chair or help them get to the toilet or getting them out of bed.
Or
a companion in some cases,
evolution.
just being a companion to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, you know, I think that the robots are interesting, right? Because they really have driven so much of that because culturally, you know, whereas we don't have the hesitation for sort of physical interaction from a caregiving perspective, culturally that doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. And so robotics were designed kind of to be able to provide the assistance that you just mentioned,
right,
without really having impact on what is sort of a cultural norm for them. So it's an exciting time. I've seen, you know, I think the emergence of things like the, you know, Alexa and the chat interfaces, right? There's, it sounds crazy, but, you know, there's the opportunities that that offers to provide interaction, engagement, really stimulation. I mean, at the end of the day, those are the most critical things. The caregiving can be solved a lot of different ways, but you need to have connectivity. And I think that's really what technology is offering us in a very new and exciting way.
Well, it's interesting because I work in the cable industry, very small cable operator at a very small town just north of you. On your way, you're driving up 36 to go to Rocky Mountain National Park. You go right through this town. A friend of mine owns that cable operation. It's only got 500 total customers in this little bitty town. The customer support number on his business card is his mobile number. 3 to 4 times a week, he gets a call from the same 2 or 3 ladies in town. They're older ladies living by themselves with some issue that he goes over and stops by their house. They've got cookies for him, lemonade. And they just want the conversation. They just want, you know, and he laughs, but he says, "Hey, it's part of a service." He says, he's understanding that need for these people just to have the social contact piece.
Well, he's a great guy. He's to be commended for that. I appreciate and respect that. You know, we are by nature social beasts, right?
Yes.
I mean, we really are. And we spend our whole lives, when you think about it, trying to live in community, right? We go to college, some of us, and live in sort of a pack there. And, you know, afterwards you may have roommates, and then you move on to living sort of in your family as you create it. And then ironically, because of extending our longevity, we move into this space of isolation, which really makes no sense at all when you think about it, right? At the time that we really need it the most, we're making a really bad decision to end up living by ourselves. And you know, loneliness is a really, really impactful, it's really impactful on folks' health. So AARP will tell you that social isolation is the equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day on your health. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It increases your rate of death by 26% over the age of 50.
But now we have technology. Well, you know, like, you know, Zoom. It was interesting. You know, Zoom's a sponsor. You heard me do the plug. But right at, you know, the largest number of downloads of listeners from my show for Zoom for their free account was the day after Christmas.
Because
I made this plug saying, hey, how do I use Zoom? I use it to connect with my grandkids.
You bet.
Right? Because you can run Zoom on your iPhone, your iPad. You know, you can. We've done it from the car. When one of the grandkids wants to call, they call us on Zoom. You know, it's phenomenal. And the single largest number of download days was the day after Christmas, and it was everybody using the free accounts in order to connect with their kids. You know,
that
or connect with their parents
me.
Or their
does
grandkids.
But
if you look at how good technology is getting and how prevalent, look, 97% of all U.S. homes has broadband available at the curb. 97% of all U.S. homes. The penetration level is to the point where technology can take that place of that isolation. So we're gonna hop off and take this real quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna continue the conversation, talking about the role of technologies, innovations, and how we can think about it as innovators into a market segment that is going to grow and be such a significant part of the population out there. And look, we're all going to be part of this population. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kill Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for
for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Let's continue our conversation here with Wendy. Now, so, Wendy, we were talking about some of the technologies that are coming out. We're talking about robots in Japan. We're talking, the Alexa comment was one that really got me thinking, because I hear this from some of the teams at Amazon when they're testing, when they were out there developing Alexa and they put it in early homes, that it's actually surprisingly popular in the aging population. And some of the requests and the amount of interaction they have in their homes with Alexa is actually disproportionately high to the rest of the population. Is that kind of indicative of wanting to feel like you're having a conversation?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, now, for the fun of it, you guys should go and look up. There was a Saturday Night Live skit that was actually just done about this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I will not say that it was politically correct on any level, but it is rather entertaining because it addresses exactly that issue of Alexa engaging with the aging population. But, you know, like we talked about, connectivity is just critical. And, you know, I think that loneliness, as we just talked about, is such a major impact on your health and well-being, and it can be easily addressed. And you know, something like an Alexa allows a sense of engagement that can really help address the problem and combat that issue. So I think we've only just begun, to be quite frank. I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen talking heads that, you know, or talking heads that actually embed that Alexa chat function that's designed to look like an actual person sitting in the room, which could be a little creepy, but striving to solve the same problem.
I've seen it where some people have, they've almost created like what looks like pets, you know, in the home. And not only does the pet allow for the interaction, but the pet also acts, you know, because, like, I could never get my mom or my grandmother to wear that little dongle, you know, to push if there was an emergency.
Yeah.
But now MIT was just showing off this pet robot. Kim McNicholas, who's been a guest on this show many times, she has a show on innovation on KDOW in Silicon Valley, just was talking about this on her show. These robots that then actually monitor it, so they can follow you. If they don't haven't sensed you in the house. They go find you to see if everything's okay. They can connect and call 911 if necessary. They keep track of your medication and will remind you, hey, don't forget, it's 2 o'clock. You need to take your heart medicine, you know, all these kinds of things. And they do the interactions. And the testing on that has been just, it's a little spooky, but it's because you're used to talking to a dog and a dog barking. You're talking to a dog and the dog's actually answering you in English with kind of, it's like kind of a dog dialogue. What does a dog dialogue sound like?
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
But it's interesting how many innovations are actually being worked on in this space.
It's exploding. Like it is so, it's interesting because I don't think from a technology perspective, aging is, you know, aging and the aging demographic is not really something that technology paid attention to, right? Because it wasn't the hat demographic. But let's face it, the boomers have changed everything that they've ever done. They've changed everything in front of them, and aging will be no exception. And when you think about the fact that this next generation of aging, the boomers, are the ones who've literally fathered most of the technology that we're using today, I think there's going to be an expectation that technology will help their aging process. They're going to demand it to give them better options. And so, you know, the ideas of talking dogs and talking heads, and, you know, I think we've only just begun and we've just started to scratch the surface. There's a movie that's just releasing right now called The Circle. So kind of to your point, you know, the, I go with you with like, wow, of course I'm a technologist at heart and I love the innovation. And so I'm an early adopter and I absorb it all. And then I, you know, pay attention to something like The Circle and go, yeah, oh my God, sometimes that's just a little creepy, but you know, I think we're all going to benefit in the end. And I think our quality of life is going to dramatically improve in our aging experience over the next 10 years.
Yeah. I 100% agree. We think about how many businesses focus in on the baby market, right? I look at like the things that are available for my grandkids, right? I've got 5. My youngest is coming up on being almost 8 months old. Caleb is the youngest, right? But you look at the things that my kids are buying for their kids, it's like, and the market for that is just unbelievable. Think about it though. The market for boomers is actually a bigger market than the baby market is. And industry has, whatever your opinion is, the industry has tended to not focus on it because it gets lumped in as accessibility technologies, which gets viewed as being niche-y. And it's not niche-y because, look, Alexa has broad use, but also has a benefit to this segment of the population. So, hey, Wendy, before we wrap up here, how would people keep track of where you're at and what you're up to? What's the best way for people to kind of follow what you're up to?
You bet. Well, we'd love for you to visit us at silvernest.com, where we're growing and changing every day. And if you're a fan of Facebook, you can find us at Silvernest Life. And we also use that same handle on Twitter, Silvernest Life. So we've just launched some fun, new, exciting content, some content strategies there that I hope people will come visit us and enjoy.
Great. We'll have all that information over at Killer Innovations. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be next week. We'll also be at pre-recorded shows. As I said, I'm on some travel, but appreciate you all taking the time out of your busy schedule to become part of Killer Innovations. If you've got questions, check it out. We will have all of Wendy's contact information over on the show over at killerinnovations.com. So you want to check that out. And like I said, if you have questions, something comes up, something you heard in the show, something you would like to follow up with, you can always drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com. And that bypasses all the staff, so it doesn't get filtered. My executive assistant doesn't read it. That's the most direct way for you to get to me directly is through the show. So phil@killerinnovations.com. With that, we've got some great guests coming up over here in the next couple of weeks. We're also going to be going on the road. We're going to be out traveling around the United States, stopping into small towns, small cities. As we're doing that travel, I'll be doing some remote interviews into local entrepreneurs, and not in the most obvious places that we think is being highly entrepreneurial. So you want to stay tuned and catch those shows. With that, we're going to talk to you next week. Have a great week. Don't let the antibodies get you down. Keep on innovating. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.